Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. And empowering your property today, Singapore home prices rose the most in more than 2 years in the final quarter of 2020, as speculation mounts that the government may impose measures to cool the market. For all of 2020, apartment prices have increased 2.2%, less than a revised 2.7% in 2019, figures showed. In 2018, they grew 7.9%. The recovery has defied concerns that the housing market could slump as the coronavirus pandemic forces companies to slash jobs and wages. Instead, Singapore joins countries from Australia and New Zealand to the UK and the US, where property markets have surged during the health crisis, as record low interest rates fuel demand. And in the run-up to Budget 2021's announcement next week, we speak to Nicholas Mark, Head of Research for ERA Real Estate, for more insights. Always a pleasure, Nicholas.
Yes, likewise, Howie.
So let's jump right into it. Singapore's property market has proven to be surprisingly resilient, suggesting the market has huge liquidity. How accurate do you think this assessment is?
Well, I think market liquidity is just one part of the story about how the property market, Singapore property market, managed to sail through this pandemic as well as recession. Other than liquidity, I think one of the most important things is that the market confidence that is in a way encouraged and enhanced by the government's assistance and several supplementary budgets by saving jobs. They may not be able to save all jobs, but the unemployment rate is lower than previous financial crisis, and that helps to create jobs. And I think the other thing is that this pandemic is, it hits different groups of people unequally. It's actually hits the lower income more severely, while the upper people that is of higher income, especially white collar professionals and so on, they are able to work from home, they are largely spared. And as a result, and these are the people that can afford to buy private properties. And that is one of the contributing factors to the resilience of the Singapore property market.
Let's talk about cooling measures, though. Over 2013 and 2018 and more recent changes might have tempered speculation, putting the market on stronger footing. Would you agree as well?
Yes, I think it does have the previous cooling measures has removed the froth from the market, and it has also discouraged short-term speculators from dabbling in the property market because of the huge penalties that's imposed, like, for example, the additional buyer stamp duty that basically crimp off any short-term speculative gains. And it has also put in place a more robust framework for those home buyers who are more serious and has longer holding horizons.
So the strong performance by the property market is suggesting that the sector may provide a strong tax base should the government decide to raise wealth taxes, maybe rather than income tax. How plausible do you think this scenario is? How viable as well?
Well, actually, this is a matter of government tax policies, because in a way, wealth can be taxed in a few ways. It can be taxed as a form of income tax. It can be taxed as a estate duty, which the Singapore government has done away since 2008. And it can also be taxed in the form of a capital gain tax, which Singapore and Hong Kong doesn't practice. So, but the real estate in Singapore, especially for homeowners and property investors, are already taxed. By raising property tax, and it will not really increase the tax base significantly. And I think that because the home ownership rate in Singapore is very high, and at the same time, many Singaporeans are living in HDB flats, which is public housing. So by raising property tax in the way you it can be seen as a bit regressive, because it is actually hitting mostly HDB dwellers.
Also, Deputy Prime Minister Heng Swee Keat said in January that Singapore's local property market is starting to see renewed positive sentiments. So did the National Development Minister say they're keeping an eye on things. So there's some gathering of momentum in prices. And this has spurred speculation that there may be more cooling measures. What are your thoughts? You also recently talked about how the fear of those new cooling measures has spurred a rise in prices and volume.
Yes. Well, I think that when the government gives a warning like that, it does cause ripples through the market and even shivers up the spine of some people. And as a result, it has caused a bit of it has added a sense of urgency to some of the home buying plans of certain people. So they may want to quickly buy their properties before any new additional curbs are introduced. And I think so in the short term, it actually has the opposite effect. It didn't cool the market. In fact, it caused people to rush in. So it increased demand, it increased transaction volume. And as and the results of that is that prices could rise in the short term. And we have seen that actually in some of the recent launches in January, like for example, at Normanton Park and recently at the Reef at King's Dock. And this has actually it's a bit ironic because every time when the newspaper reports some spectacular new demand in certain new launches, it actually notch up the temperature a bit and actually seems like the market is taking another step towards or giving the government additional reasons to introduce new cooling measures.
So in your opinion, what will we see come out of Budget 2021 pertaining to the property sector directly, you think, or if at all?
Well, I don't expect a lot of property-related measures in the upcoming budget because traditionally in the budgets, the government might be announcing certain assistance for homeowners, especially the lower income, and HDB flats, the type of flats is used as a mean testing, a method of mean testing. Mm. And those that live in smaller flats are usually given larger assistance in terms of utility bills and convincing charges, reliefs such as that. I don't think the government would be, this is not the right time in my opinion, to increase taxes, be it stamp duties from properties or estate duties as such.
Yeah.
And I think is if the government, the government were to introduce any additional property market related curbs, it's quite likely to be done on a Friday evening after 6 p.m.
Nicholas Mark, Head of Research from ERA Real Estate. Nicholas, thank you so much for your time and stay safe.
Right, you too.
This has been Powering Your Property on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.